Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA Legislative Report for Tuesday, February 22nd. Yesterday was the President's holiday, however, the legislative day was jam-packed. In fact, yesterday started Budget Week, as we call it in Olympia, a sign that the end of session is in sight. Budget Week was triggered by last week's release of the February revenue forecast. Revenue projections for the remainder of this biennium are $1.5 billion above the previous forecast. This $1.5 billion is added on to the current $6.7 billion in the state's unrestricted ending fund balance, which doesn't include $1 billion in the Washington Rescue Transition Account, $1.2 billion in the Budget Stabilization Account, or $1.3 billion remaining in federal revenue from the Coronavirus Fiscal Recovery Fund. Add all of these pieces together, and the result is a historic surplus totaling well over $11 billion. Last week, Senate and House budget writers released 2022 supplemental transportation budgets, Senate Bill 5689 and House Bill 1786. Also last week, the Senate released a 2022 supplemental capital construction budget, Senate Bill 5651, followed by a House supplemental capital budget yesterday, House Bill 1781. The final budget pieces, 2022 supplemental operating budget proposals from the Senate and House, were released yesterday, Senate Bill 5693 and House Bill 1816. All of these budget proposals are considered proposed substitutes released by Senate or House budget writers. For details, please see WASA's Week 6 This Week in Olympia newsletter, also known as TWEO, and also today's budget special edition of TWEO. This Friday's newsletter will also provide an update following committee action, including amendment adoption. Remember, WASA's weekly legislative newsletter is available on the WASA website. We don't have time to address all of this action here, so we'll just cover a few highlights of the operating budgets. The Senate proposes an increase of $5.8 billion above the spending adopted last year in the underlying 2021-23 operating budget. The House proposes an increase of $6.2 billion. As a comparison, Governor Inslee's proposal released in December included a $3 billion increase, which at the time was considered a substantial increase. Legislative proposals, however, essentially ask for double the governor's request. Both the Senate and House proposals provide funding for our big three priorities, although in different ways. Enrollment stabilization, as a part of Senate Bill 5563 and the original House Bill 1590, is funded in both budgets. However, the Senate would provide for 50% of a district's lost revenue due to enrollment decline rather than the full loss. Both budgets fund enhanced staffing allocations for physical, social, and emotional support staff as provided for in Senate Bill 5595 and House Bill 1664. The House would phase in these increases over 3 years, however, rather than immediately providing funding in fiscal year 2023, as the Senate's budget does. The third piece, pupil transportation, a part of Senate Bill 5581 and House Bill 1808, would be funded in both budgets, providing school districts 100% reimbursement for the transportation of special passengers, including students that are homeless, in foster care, or receiving special education. Unfortunately, even with these major increases, both Senate and House budgets provide for a net reduction in the overall K-12 budget. The Senate budget includes $608 million in policy-level additions, while the House budget provides for $789 million in policy-level adds. After you make close to $1 billion in maintenance-level reductions, however, both budgets would actually reduce K-12 funding. We discuss much more detail of the K-12 budgets in today's special budget edition of This Week in Olympia. Comprehensive information, including bill text, summaries, and agency detail, is available from the legislature's budget website at fiscal.wa.gov. That's fiscal.wa.gov. Legislators have returned to legislative committees, and they continue to work on opposite House bills, with the opposite House Policy Committee cutoff arriving on February 24th, followed quickly by the opposite House Fiscal Committee cutoff on February 28th. As the remaining cutoff deadlines arrive and budgets have been released, legislators continue to narrow their focus on priorities. Less than 3 weeks remain in the scheduled 60-day 2022 supplemental session, but there is still time to engage. Now is not the time to sit on your hands, and in fact, if anything, now is the time to step up your activities. We continue to need your support. Thank you for listening.